Welcome to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Your host, Carl Nordgren, will teach you how to take an expansive view on what it means to be creative and entrepreneurial. Carl is an entrepreneur, novelist, and a lifelong student. For 20 years, he has been learning how to help folks grow their creative capacities. Now, here's Carl.
Hello and happy day to you all. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. This is Carl Nordgren. You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius. This is the show on the Hill on 97.9 WCHL that is going to bring you lots of different perspectives on what it means to be creative, lots of different ideas about what it means to be entrepreneurial and innovative, because I know that it's the best definition of these concepts is your definition, the one that works for you. So I bring you lots of concepts. One way I do that is by bringing in guests who've got their own unique perspective on the world, on creativity, and on the work that they're doing. And today we have a wonderful guest with us. I'm so interested in hearing what Denise Rosen has to say. Denise is part of the Durham CDF Freedom Schools. CDF, of course, stands for Children Defense Fund, the Durham CDF Freedom Schools. She's an assistant to the executive director there. She's on their advisory committee. I met Denise maybe last summer at the dog park.
Yes.
And found out that she had a dog named Cookie, and I had my very first dog was named Cookie, so we immediately fell in love with each other. Denise, thank you so much for being a guest here.
Thank you so much, Carl, for inviting me. Well, we've waited for this moment for a while.
Yes.
So I'm happy to be here.
This is a good moment because you've got a big event coming up. We're going to get to that in a second. But first, why don't you help people get a good feel for what goes on with your organization.
All right. Well, the Durham CDF Freedom School has been in existence. This is our third year.
Okay.
And basically, it is a summer program. It's a 6-week summer program for children. Well, the curriculum goes from K through 12, but over the years, we've been serving young people from kindergarten through sixth grade in the Durham area. And basically, it's a fantastic program whose emphasis is literacy. Basically, the CDF Freedom School, it nurtures scholars, and that's what we call our kids. We call them scholars, to excel and make a positive impact through academic enrichment. So we want them to really feel good about their academics. We want them to feel good about school. We want them to feel good about reading and learning and all the creativity that you talk about. And we have family involvement and civic engagement and leadership development, both through our children, through the scholars, and also through the college students, that we hire every single summer to serve as our servant leader interns.
Let me interrupt real quickly, because I met some of those interns last summer. As you'll recall, and I'm telling the audience, I did a couple of reading programs for them last summer. I just fell in love with these college volunteers. They were so...
They're paid. They are not, they are not volunteers.
Well, good for them. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're paid.
Well, I just wanted to, for a second, underscore, boy, they were awesome, each one of them.
Yeah, and all of them coming, with this love of working with children, love of learning. They bring their own creativity. They bring their own talents. We've had college students who are studying music, who are going to nursing, to going into education. So, and they bring all of that, to the Freedom School program every summer.
What they also bring in abundance is enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And I love this quote. It's attributed to a couple of different people, including Ralph Waldo Emerson, and that is, nothing great is ever accomplished without enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And those college students filled with enthusiasm, I could see the scholars responding to all of this outpouring of, you're great, you're good, we love you, and we're going to, let's do something.
Yeah. And that's kind of the excitement of the program call. I mean, because we start off every day, with excitement.
Right.
As they come into the building every single morning, we're singing cheers and chants of good morning to them, making them feel welcomed. And then we move into Harambe, which we do cheers and chants about book reading and self-empowerment. And it's a program that you can't be in the midst of it and not get excited.
Yes.
So, and then we have our motivational song, which is Something Inside So Strong. And we try to emphasize that and get kids to sing it. And I mean, with all that good vibration that they're surrounded with, they have no choice but to be excited, you know, about being at Freedom School.
Well, you know, I had heard the term Harambe before.
Mm-hmm.
And then last summer when I was preparing to come and do some reading, I decided I needed to really explore what that word signifies and where that word comes from. Can you tell folks?
Yeah. Harambe is a Kiswahili. It's a Swahili word that means let's pull together. So that's why we call that morning session Harambe, because the entire community comes together, all the staff, all the kids, and we come together and do all of our cheers and chants and announcements and recognitions. So all of that happens through during those 30 minutes of Harambe.
Well, I recently had a guest, Bill Fletcher, who is also helping young folks read.
Okay.
And he shared the research that said if we can help a third grader, and that's the apparently the pivotal age, if a third grader can read at a third grade level, man, oh man, the successes that come in their life versus somebody who can't read.
Mm-hmm.
In this work that I do, I declare that there's nothing as important as becoming your most creative self. In the research I've done for Bill and with you, I've realized, well, maybe there is something else that's more important than being your most creative self, and that's your ability to read with fluency, right?
And to understand.
And to understand.
You know, and to understand. And that was the roots of this program, because CDF Freedom Schools started in the civil rights movement during the 1960s.
Yes.
You know, because you had to pass a literacy test in Mississippi in order to be able to vote.
And that literacy test was, what's the third clause of the Mississippi Constitution?
How many bubbles are in this bar of soap and all that such nonsense. So Marion Wright Edelman, you know, who is the founder of this program, took it a step further and made it into a summer program. So now across the – this is a nationwide program. Across the nation, we've got kids who are reading great books, finding their power, finding their creativity, and have a real interest in learning.
Well, I'm Mississippi born.
Oh, okay.
Not Mississippi raised, but Mississippi born, and spent a lot of time down there. And in fact, 1964 was the first summer my father would not let me go down to Mississippi.
Okay, I can see why.
And I didn't fully understand why. Then when I came to understand, I just was so blown away by the work those folks were doing in 64, right? Mm-hmm. They were registering them to vote.
Oh, they were registering people to vote.
But they were also, in fact, doing little schools, helping kids.
Exactly. They were doing freedom schools.
Helping kids read.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, we're going to have a whole lot more from Denise when you come back from the break, but we're going to have a couple of commercials, so come on back.
You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius with Carl Nordgren. Welcome back to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Here's your host, Carl Nordgren.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming on back, folks. You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius. My guest today is Denise Rosen from Durham's CDF Freedom Schools, and she, in the first segment, gave us some good background about the school, and I've asked her in the second segment to talk about some of the specific programs. We're going to learn a little more about Denise herself a little bit later and about her creative qualities. Of course, we have to get to that, but let's talk about some of the programs.
Well, as I said before, Carl, it is a literacy-based program because the children get a chance to read fantastic books. And all of those books are chosen by the Children's Defense Fund Freedom School staff, and they do the curriculum. And that's one of the things that our young people, or our SLIs, will go to Knoxville, Tennessee in the beginning of June in order to be trained how to present the books.
Okay.
Because there are so many different ways of learning, and there are so many different ways of, you know, of really getting into a book. So our SLIs will go, and in addition to that, they
Let me ask what an SLI is.
Servant leader interns.
Oh.
So that's what we call those college
servant
students.
Leaders.
Serve their servant leader interns.
Thank you for. I'm glad I asked. Thank you.
Yeah. So they're trained in order to how to implement that curriculum. So the morning. So what a typical day looks like at Freedom Schools is they come in and we do first of all they have breakfast. So we do provide them with breakfast and with lunch, and I think Durham Public Schools we're in partnership with them to provide their breakfast and lunch every single morning.
Nice.
Then from there we go to Harambe. And one of the major parts, which I think you got involved in, is we invite people in from the community to be a read-aloud guest.
Yes, I did that.
And the whole point of being a read-aloud guest is we want to let kids know that everybody reads. So we may invite a minister, we may invite a podcaster, we may invite a teacher, we may invite even a janitor.
Yes.
Because kids need to understand that everybody
Beautiful.
Needs to know how to read.
Beautiful.
So they're in the reading curriculum, during the morning. They get a break. They come back and finish the curriculum, for that particular book. Then we have DEAR time, which is drop everything and read, D-E-A-R. And that gives them the opportunity to pick a book that they personally, are reading.
Wonderful.
So we give them about 30 minutes to do a DEAR. Then they break for lunch. And then after that, the afternoon can be a culmination of different things. We do a weekly field trip.
Okay.
So we take them on educational and fun field trips.
How many kids are we talking about? So when you're taking a group of kids to the field trip,
we take everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Our first year, we did 50 kids. Last year, we had a middle school component, which I'm sorry we can't continue this year because we did not have the funding to do it, but we're hoping to bring it back in 2026. So we take everybody on the field trip. So field trip day for us is Fridays. So we take them on a field trip. We're in partnership with the Museum of Life and Science with Max Cawley and his staff, and they come in and they will do various kinds of science because our other emphasis is STEAM. And I know oftentimes people hear STEM,
yes.
But we do STEAM.
You put an A in there.
Because we put an A in there to do the arts.
Right on.
So they have drummers that come in and guitarists and singers.
Wonderful.
In addition to all the experiments in science. We have some Duke College students, Lee and Fong, who come in and offer Math 24 because we also realize our kids need math.
Yep.
They're kind of behind in their math.
Yep.
So they come in and make math a really fun kind of thing to do. So there are various kinds of things that the kids will come in. We have people who come in from the community. They do yoga, they do all kinds of crafts, and all of those things to really fill up their afternoons. And at 3 o'clock, we tell all the scholars, bye-bye. So the day is over.
It is 5 days a week.
This is 5 days a week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, from 3:30 to around 4, the SLIs, along with the site coordinator they kind of debrief the day.
Good.
What went good today?
Good.
What didn't go so good today?
Right
and
on.
What can we do tomorrow to make it better? So we debrief every single day.
Very entrepreneurial.
So that's kind of what a typical day looks like. And it's full. And kids are just happy to be there. We always get feedback from parents, because they're talking about now. Kids are talking about coming to Freedom School right now because we've got a chance to meet with some parents and, we've had some gatherings. So we try to make it fun, but we also want them to learn.
Well, when does this summer program start?
The summer program starts June 23rd. It's a 6-week program, and it will end on August 1st. The program this year will be at Epworth. United Methodist Church, and thanks be to Pastor Donna Banks and the congregation at Epworth because they have hosted us, all of these 3 years. So we'll be back at Epworth again this year.
Outstanding, outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a big event coming up.
Yes.
And folks, we're going to share a lot of this information, as you know, if you're a regular listener, on Wednesday when the show is posted on their website, on the radio station's website. I'll have a little write-up, and this detailed information will be available there for you folks. But you've got a big event coming up.
Yeah, we've got a big event coming up, Carl, on it's a community fundraising event because – how can I say we need to raise money, okay,
yes,
in order to provide this program, so that the listeners will know this program with all of the wonderful things that are offered is free. Okay, parents and families do not have to pay anything in order for their child to participate in the program.
Wonderful.
But it costs in order to offer it.
Sure.
You know, we've got to train staff. We've got to our staff, you know, are salaried, so they do get paid, you know, for their services. We've got field trips and T-shirts, you know, and transportation,
right,
which I'll talk about also later. So it costs.
Right.
And this program, we estimate, costs us anywhere between $75,000 and $100,000. So we need the community. Up to now, local churches and very generous individuals, you know, have supported this program with a few, you know, with a few grants. We've gotten grants from, you know, from local foundations and from the Durham Public School Foundation, but they're small grants.
Yes.
So we need that big donor. We're looking for that $50,000, $100,000 donor. But in the meantime, we've had parents and we're still, you know, doing grants. But we want the community to know that we exist. And we kind of feel that the community should support us because we're supporting our kids. And so on May 31st, at Epworth United Methodist Church, we're having a community fundraiser to have a little music, a little refreshment, a little spoken word, but also it's an information session so that people can know what CDF Freedom Schools is all about.
Outstanding.
Because I also want people... we would love to have more Freedom Schools in the area.
Yes.
You know, at any given summer, Charlotte runs about 10 to 15
Whoa.
Freedom Schools.
Well, that's outstanding.
Yes. We also have them in Greensboro. We have them in, you know, we have more than one in Winston-Salem. But here in the Triangle area, it's only us. So we want folks to have the information so they can consider that.
Outstanding. And folks, again, on Wednesday, you'll find an article summarizing our wonderful conversation, and you'll find this detailed information so that you can participate and so you can contribute to this wonderful program. We're going to break now, folks. Come on back from the break.
You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius with Carl Nordgren. Welcome back to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Here's your host, Carl Nordgren.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming back. I'll bet you're enjoying this show as much as I am, folks. We're here with Denise Rosen, who is the assistant to the executive director of the Durham CDF Freedom Schools. We've heard a lot about the Freedom Schools. We've learned about a big event coming up, and I've asked Denise to share a little bit more detailed information about folks who would like to contribute. And then we're going to talk about creativity after that. So,
okay. If anyone is interested in donating, they're kind of three ways. First, you can come out on May 31st, we'll be able to accept any donations at our community fundraiser. You can send your donations to Durham Cares. We are under the fiscal sponsorship of Durham Cares. So you can send your check that's payable to Durham Cares /Freedom Schools to Post Office Box 331, Durham, North Carolina, 27702, send your checks there. And we also have online giving.
Okay.
And our website is www.durhamcares.org/CDF-freedom-school. But if you type in Durham Freedom Schools, the website,
will come up.
So there is a donation button on our website.
Awesome.
So those are three ways that you can definitely give.
And I will, folks, because I know a bunch of you would like to support this program, I will put all this information again on this little write-up on Wednesday. You'll get the details there. And let's show that this show really wants to support our community. I know, Denise, for you, you're a wonderfully creative person. I have created a document that helps people talk about their creativity. It sort of prompts them by offering them six different types of creative behaviors. And I've shared this with you folks in the past. I think I did a whole show on it. Are you an artist? Are you motivated to be creative because you're an explorer? Are you motivated to be creative because you're a warrior? In all of my work doing this, I've never found anybody who's just one of these things. I've asked Denise to talk about herself through this lens, and she seems to be so eager to do that now.
I don't know about eager, but it made me think because I never saw myself as an entrepreneur. But I think in this effort and what I kind of chose, I think my first thing is a saint.
Yes.
And I think the reason why I chose the saint because I just love, I'm motivated to help other people.
Yes.
You know, I don't see myself as having a whole lot of creative, you know, kind of artistic kinds of qualities. But I love networking with them. And I love finding resources and finding things that people will benefit from. Because my background, I'm an educator.
Right.
So I think most educators are probably saints because we want the people who are in our midst to do better, to be better, to learn better, to do all of that. And we're willing to do anything that it takes in order for that to happen.
It didn't surprise me at all that you led with saint, but based on what I know about you, it didn't surprise me at all.
Okay. And then I think the second thing, since you kind of pushed me into finding that second one, is that possibly an orchestrator.
Okay.
And basically, I like to recruit the right people. You know, that has been a blessing to me that those interests, you know, and those things that I like to do, I've always been, in the midst of the right people to help me to do what needs to be done.
Right.
And that's how, and that's how I chose and have working with Miss Alicia Albright, who is the executive director of this Durham CDF Freedom School. I mean, we worked together when we were doing this program in Durham Public Schools, and she got the bug just as much as I did. So I knew after I retired that Alicia Albright was the person who I could do this with.
Yay.
Because I wanted to bring it back.
Wonderful.
So the blessing, is that God aligns me, with the people that I need in order to accomplish those things that I want to accomplish.
So you're
right. In addition to local individuals and, and church folks and all that, the people of this community have been a real blessing.
Yeah, that's wonderful. My youngest of my three daughters, she's now a therapist, but was an entrepreneur for 7 or 8 years, and she was a great orchestrator.
Mm.
That was her skill set, man.
Yeah.
In fact, she's the person that brought – I didn't have a type for that. And then when I watched her, I thought, oh, okay.
Okay.
That's a wonderfully creative and entrepreneurial thing that you do. It's not on the – okay, you're an orchestrator. That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, helping people do even better than they would have.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And any other creative tips or thoughts about yourself?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, I love kids. I mean, that's why I'm an educator. I've done that all my life. And I also consider myself a child advocate. I like to advocate for kids because
yes.
Kids are not always in a position to advocate for themselves. And oftentimes, I've been put in situations where I help those young people, youth and young adults, who oftentimes don't have the means nor the resources in order to help themselves, but would if they could. Because nobody, wants to be behind. Nobody,
right.
Wants to be uneducated, miseducated. So basically, that's what I do, and that's what I love doing.
And I don't want to put this in financial terms necessarily, but every time we help somebody at that age, the benefit to the society financially over their lifetime is just significant, just really important, really important. So thank you very much for being our guest today. The show loves children. I know there's going to be a real good response. One more time, folks. On Wednesday, if you don't know exactly what to do yet, wait till Wednesday. It'll be on the website, and we sure look forward to your support for the Freedom Schools of Durham. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is a blessing.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
This has been Exploring Your Creative Genius on 97.9 The Hill. You can listen to other episodes on chapelboro.com.